Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is War Room Live, the Alex Jones Network, alexjoneslive.com. I got a couple of longer videos to show you here, but I want to start actually with a short one. I got a lot of videos of Trump, you know, saying that the cost of gasoline is peanuts and, you know, basically we're going to start a new war with Iran or something. I don't know. I mean, it's just all complete nonsense and disrespect to the American people. As always, he rarely says anything else these days. But I thought this exchange was sort of the only video I needed to play today. I think everything about Donald Trump, who he is and what he's doing and what his brain is like, can be explained in this clip. It's clip 33. Donald Trump is asked what his message is to the American families out there that are worried about AI taking their jobs. Now, this is a valid concern because AI is very much taking people's jobs. Meta just laid off thousands of people, replacing them with AI. At the same time, it's not just AI, it's H-1B. Like Amazon just fired 30,000 people and applied for 30,000 H-1B visas because they want to replace the American people with more subservient races. That's actually how it can be phrased. So here's clip 33. This is Donald Trump being asked his message for the American families that don't like AI and don't want AI taking their job or replacing their children. Let's watch.
What's your message to American families who are scared by the rise of AI? They're worried that their kids are not going to be able to have jobs someday because AI
will take over. Well, I'll tell you, AI has been amazing because right now we have more jobs, more people working right now in the United States by far than we ever had before. And outside of the war, and I assumed the economy was going to go down, the stock market would go down 20-25%. It's actually up. The stock market is higher now than it was before I started the Iran situation. And on the Iran, I had no choice because they were going to have a nuclear weapon. We're not going to give them a nuclear weapon. But that's going to end soon, one way or the other. Oil is going to come tumbling down. There's so much oil. We have 1,600 ships in the Strait that are loaded up with oil that are going to be coming out very soon. So we'll have to see. But the military has been unbelievable. The blockade has been infallible. Not one ship has gotten through the blockade. 37 have tried. They all wish they didn't.
Can you tell us about your call with Erdogan?
Yeah, you were asked about AI, Trump. The question was, what about AI taking people's jobs? Mr. President, what are your comments for families who are scared that AI is going to, you know, leave them unemployed? Well, the Iran war is going great. It's like, first of all, no, it's not. What the hell are you talking about? What? No, we're talking about AI. First of all, we're talking about AI. Second of all, why are you lying about the Iran war? He pivots from a question about AI immediately into lying about the Iran war. It's not even helpful. It's not even the truth. And of course, it's just like, who is this guy? Like, what is going on? Genuinely, what is going on? He's asked about AI taking people's jobs, and his response is, nobody's getting through the Strait of Hormuz. Okay. Great. Great. That's great. Gas Buddy forecasts most expensive summer at the pump in years amid Strait closure. Gas Buddy, the fuel savings platform empowering drivers to choose their road to savings, today released the 2026 Summer Travel Survey results and forecast revealing that American road trip culture is showing resilience even as gas prices surge to levels not seen in years. Gas Buddy forecasts the national average will reach $4.48 per gallon on Memorial Day, up sharply from $3.14 per gallon a year ago, and averaging $4.80 per gallon over the summer from Memorial Day through Labor Day, with the possibility of an all-time high records if the Strait of Hormuz remains closed for a significant portion of the summer. So, hey, but the stock market is up, you guys. Trump's billionaire buddies, the boomers and their retirement funds, they're killing it. They're doing amazing. Sure, gas prices are high, and those prices affect all of the other prices, and inflation continues to be a major and increasing problem for the average American. In fact, food prices these days are twice as much as they were just a few years ago. So those of us, you know, not spending the dividends from our investments, but instead living day to day or hand to mouth, We are suffering. We are cutting back. We are having to pick and choose based on what we can afford. But hey, the stock market is up. The stock market is up. The question is, what does the stock market reflect in actuality? Because it has absolutely nothing to do with the well-being of the American people. It, in fact, seems to be inversely related to the well-being of the American people. It seems like the stock market will always go up because we're an inflationary economy. I don't know how you brag about the stock market going up when everybody is worse off. Everybody's saying that the country's going in the wrong direction. Everybody is dipping into their savings just to make ends meet. What does the stock market mean exactly? What does it reflect? It's literally a bunch of old men tricking each other. That's what the stock market is. I've told the story before. Maybe it's not worth to tell it again, but basically, before I worked at InfoWars, I was doing a contract gig camera operation for Whole Foods. And basically, it was right before Whole Foods was being sold to Amazon. And so they had me set up a fake office with, like, it wasn't real, but they were going to be live streaming it. And it was all a part of this, like, play they were putting on at an investors meeting in New York. And they were going, yeah, we're going to set up a live streaming thing because we're embracing youth culture and we're going to have these new, like, what they were saying they were going to do was create sort of an offshoot of Whole Foods that was called 365 stores. And they were going to be corner stores, like miniaturized Whole Foods, to where, you know, instead of going to the gas station and seeing a bunch of junk, you go to the gas station, you get, you know, a selection of food from Whole Foods. Actually, not a bad idea. And they, in order to launch this, they were like, you know, because we're connecting with the youth, we want to live stream the office that's heading up this project. So, you know, if people are interested, they can tune in and watch the office live. We're bringing, you know, so we can embrace new tech and bring in the youth so that drive us to the store. They never intended to do any of it. The office was totally fake. Nobody worked in it. They had people go in and pretend to work for a little while so that they could go to the investment meeting in New York, turn on the live stream and go, see, we're setting up this new office. We're going to do these 365 stores all over the country. It's a big, you know, push. So invest now, and it drives up their stock. They sell it. They never intended to do any of it. It's literally play acting. They literally paid for me to set up an office, to set up a live stream. And the only thing they were using it for was a 30-minute investment meeting. And then they scrapped the whole thing. They never intended to do it anyway. It's literally just a bunch of people lying to each other. And I'm sure the people at the investment meeting knew it was BS, but it's all just smoke and mirrors. That's literally what, like, our economy is run on, is a bunch of old men just tricking each other and lying to each other about what they intend to do to artificially increase the stock price before cashing out, dipping out, and leaving us to pick up the pieces. That's what the stock market is at the end of the day. I'm telling you this from firsthand experience. This is literally what they did to sell Whole Foods to Amazon. And at the same time, my friends were getting fired from Whole Foods and were very confused at why they had just hired a new female editor when they were firing their perfectly good editor. And I had to explain to them, it's because you're a white guy. They're trying to sell Whole Foods. And there's this thing called ESG, where the more diverse people they have, the more their company is worth somehow. So yeah, they fired the skilled, like, you know, well-known, the, like, editors and the behind-the-scenes guys that had years of experience, were very good at their jobs. They fired them to bring in new people who were chosen because of their gender and race, because that's good for business, apparently. It's only good for business because BlackRock and Larry Fink increase the amount they invest in you if you comply to their anti-white agenda. The stock market's up. Great deal. Great. Wonderful. So it's really the worst. It's really the most, like, disrespectful thing ever. And again, the change from Donald Trump, it really is only explained by him being simultaneously blackmailed and rewarded by the Jewish lobby for service to them. So I guess they benefit from the stock market, I assume. Trump blurts stunning gas price rant amid sinking polls. President Donald Trump blurted out a stunning dismissal of pain at the pump as his approval rating sinks, telling reporters this is peanuts and he doesn't even think about it. The president spoke to reporters on Tuesday morning against the backdrop of massive and cacophonous East Wing construction project and took questions for about 45 minutes. In one exchange, he praised CNN's Harry Enten, not long after Enten delivered a breathless report on a new round of sinking approval ratings, all in the 30s. But that didn't stop Trump from delivering a new version after he of the gaffe he uncorked before his China trip, insisting he doesn't even think about gas prices in his pursuit of victory in Iran for Israel. So, yeah. So, you know, again, what is there to say other than our country is being controlled by people who despise us? America is being sacrificed in pursuit of Israeli aims, and the Republican Party in particular is being sacrificed in pursuit of these aims. So they will empower the left to do whatever they want in revenge for the perceived outrages of Donald Trump against Trump and us. And I don't think any agreement that Trump makes is going to forestall that whatsoever. So he's really just sold us all out, sold us all down the river. And that's really undeniable following the Thomas Massie defeat. Meanwhile, speaking of, AI, right? Weren't we speaking about AI? Sorry. We were talking about AI stealing jobs. We got distracted about Iran for some reason. Standard Charter to replace lower value human capital with AI. This is from Sky News. This is the UK report. And the UK government is officially using the label low value human capital to describe, you know, poor people, people who work with their hands, the people that I guess are going to be first on the chopping block for the dehumanization program because they can be replaced by robots easily. Standard Chartered Bank would cut more than 7,500 jobs as it seeks to replace, quote, lower value human capital under technology and artificial intelligence drive. The London-based but Asia-focused bank Giant said that it was going to axe more than 15% of back office roles by 2030 in favor of increased automation and adoption of new technologies, including AI. Standard Chartered, which also has corporate offices in Chennai, Bengaluru, Shenzhen, and Warsaw, did not divulge the location of where the jobs would be lost, but said those affected have a chance to be retained under a retaining program. The bank has a total global staff of nearly 82,000. So they're cutting about a tenth of their staff. And they're doing it by cutting the, quote, lower value human capital. So expect a lot more language like that as human beings are slated for extinction, basically. And AI will be used to make up the difference. Again, the way they're doing this is so rapacious. It's horrifying. This is concerning and affecting all Texans. With a mad dash for AI data centers popping up all over Texas, our water is being targeted. Rural well owners, pay attention to what Texas legislature is planning. The 2027 draft of the Texas Water Plan makes one thing very clear. Texas is preparing for massive future water demand, and groundwater is a major target. Now it's your turn to stand up and have your voices heard. The state is openly discussing groundwater development, streamlining permitting, desalinization, aquifer storage, AI data center demand, expanding infrastructure projects. They're projecting nearly $174 billion in future water infrastructure needs. What does this mean for the rural communities? It means places with strong aquifers, open land, and private wells are increasingly being looked at for large-scale groundwater production and export projects. Many people still think they can't take our water. Well, once contracts, pipelines, permits, and investors get involved, things change quickly. Right now, the state is accepting public comment on the draft 2027 state water plan. This is one of the few chances rural Texans have to get concerns officially on the record. The public hearing is May 27th, 2026, Stephen F. Austin Building, 1700 North Congress Avenue, Austin, Texas. How to speak up. Submit written comments to the Texas Water Development Board before May 29th. Attend the public hearing in person or online. Contact your state representatives and groundwater district officials. Ask questions about groundwater export projects in your area. Educate your neighbors and fellow landowners. If you care about your private well, water quality, aquifer depletion, agriculture, future generations, now is the time to speak up, because once these projects are built, it's a whole lot harder to stop them. You can see there's this massive sort of trans-Texas aquifer, and it's exactly where all of the data centers are going to be drawing the water from. Again, I've been saying this for months and months and months and probably years at this point, But really stop to think about the fact that our fertility is below replacement level. The number of people that are being born is significantly less than the number of people dying every year. And yet, we're building houses at such a rate, we are already emptying aquifers and draining lakes across the entire country. You would think, like, it really seems like there is a natural push-pull that just God engineered into society where it's like, as you start to, you know, improve life expectancy and babies survive until adulthood and adult people live until their 70s and 80s, it actually makes sense that you'd have a corresponding drop in fertility. That would actually keep it even. It would actually keep it balanced. If you have, you know, kids dying constantly before they're 10 years old 100 years ago, and now practically everybody survives until they're 10, then okay, you only have to have two kids instead of five because all, you know, all your kids survive. There's a little like kind of balance that happens. You know, it's like that meme that goes around. I think it was Roman Helmet Guy on X, where he said during the Black Death, you know, people in Scotland, half the population died. But unfortunately, at the time, the technology didn't exist to replace all of those people with foreigners. So sadly, wages tripled. You know, they had to pay people a lot more because the amount of people that could work was a lot less. So the people could demand a lot more for their wages. Like, there's always this kind of balance. But then you come in and interject some unnatural intervention in that, and it makes everything go insane. So, like, if the American population was just at, you know, replacement level, that'd be fine. We wouldn't need to bring anybody in, except that we have a Social Security system that was set up deliberately as a Ponzi scheme that requires infinite growth. If you don't have infinite growth to pay into your Ponzi scheme Social Security, then you have to be having kids. You have to be fertile. And if you're not, then you have to bring people in from outside. But when they don't actually put into the pension fund or pay into Social Security and instead go on welfare, everything gets retarded. So that's sort of where we're at now, where they're building these data centers all across America, draining the water. We are like running out of water. We are destroying the natural world at a time when our population isn't even growing. Why are we so rapaciously, so like hungrily devouring our natural resources when our people can't even enjoy their life? Like, it's genuinely a plan. It's a plot. It's on purpose. It's by design. And now they're going to tell you that it's always been like this. Actually, everybody's always struggled to make ends meet. It's not that we had the most prosperous time ever. It's not that we are the recipients, the inheritors of the most powerful, the most prosperous country in the history of the world, and that we can, you know, expect a little bit more out of our country. You've got people like Kevin O'Leary, I think it was him, billionaire, going on and basically blaming, going, hey, millennials eat out, you know, eat lunch out at restaurants. That's why they're poor. It's like, we're the United States of America. There are Somalis in our country that are getting $80 million a year for nothing. We should be the richest people in the history of the world. We shouldn't really, no American should struggle. Like, no American should have to struggle. No American should have to worry about living paycheck to paycheck. No American should, you know, be struggling to buy a new house. It's only this way because people like Kevin O'Leary have made it this way, have designed our economy to be utterly retarded and not serve the American people whatsoever, but serve them instead. And then they want to talk about $15 lunches like that's the issue. As if, you know, you could afford a house if you only had, what would that be, $3,000, $4,000 a year? Gosh, if you'd only saved $4,000 a year, you'd have a $500,000 house by now. You know, a one-bedroom, crappy, rundown thing on the edge of town in the dangerous neighborhood that inexplicably cost $250,000. You know, you just have to save up for, I mean, what would that be? 20 years, 30, 50. Okay, so yeah, even if you save $15 a day every day for a year, that's not really all that much. Actually, I think we have a lot bigger problems than any of this. Again, it's like recycling. It's like, okay, you put a plastic cup in a green bin and you think you did something. These little individual acts of like saving money for lunch, it's not going to solve the giant systemic issue of our entire economy being purposefully sculpted to funnel money into billionaires and out of the middle class, because they don't want people to be middle class. They don't want people to be able to rise between classes. They want everybody ground down to the bare minimum. They want everybody living at poverty level. It's their weapon. They want you overworked, underpaid, desperate, just trying to get, you know, food on your plate. $5,500, $5,500 in a single year. So you could have a down payment in a decade. Look at that. So just be miserable. I don't know. I love going out to eat. It's one of the few joys in my life. But, you know, you don't deserve joy. You don't deserve to sink your teeth into a hot and juicy cheeseburger at lunch. You should just eat cold cuts, right? Just, you know, you should be eating raw broccoli with nothing to dip it in. And you should be thankful for the opportunity. And all you have to do is live like that for 10 years. And then maybe you can scrape together enough for a down payment on a lower end house in the bad part of town. There you go. Problem solved. The economy is great. It's wonderful. You just can't go on vacations for that time. And, you know, again, be miserable. Because why should you enjoy your life? Why should you eat food at a restaurant? What are you, a billionaire? This is America. We don't eat food in restaurants. We split a single slice of bread between the three of us, and we thank Kevin O'Leary for the opportunity, okay? And then we drop $100 million on a war for Israel and Iran, and then we drop another $100 billion for Somali scammers, and then you know, there's nothing left over, unfortunately. I'm sure there's other stuff our government could be doing in terms of, you know, protecting our livelihood, trying to increase the birth rate in just any way at all. But that's all too expensive. Now, we spent our last $20 billion on Somali daycare, so that's all we get now. Yeah, maybe it won't be that long. Hell, the world has 6 months to avert a major food crisis, says the UN as Hormuz struggle drags on. So, you know, maybe we're only 6 months. Maybe in 6 months, all of this stuff will seem like quaint concerns, not having enough money, not being able to afford houses. That'll all be, you know, pie in the sky fantasy world once we're struggling to literally eat or have water for our families while fighting with tens of millions of foreign people that are on our soil and competing with us for resources. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Epstein class. That's about going to be it for us today. Again, I got more videos, but it's all basically the same. It's all basically the same stuff over and over. You can just close your eyes and just imagine, you know, black people murdering white people and white people being punished for it. That's basically all the videos I have, so no need to go to them. You understand it all now. Again, want to remind you that we have just come out with these awesome new Freedom Shield wallets at thealexjonesstore.com. You can get them today. Two powerful patriotic designs, Don't Tread on Me in 1776. It's made with leather, top grain leather, and aerospace grade aluminum. It's slim, strong, secure, and built for everyday carry. Obviously, it has the RFID blocker in it, so people with these little scanners can't get your card number. If you use the tap function of your card like I do, you're going to want an RFID blocking wallet, and this is the best one on the market. You can get it for 30% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. I have a feeling these things are going to sell out pretty quick, so go today, thealexjonesstore.com. Get one of these awesome wallets. It would make great gifts for the graduate in your family, or a birthday, or for yourself, thealexjonesstore.com. Your arm been hacked?